angle, c'est magnifique.
My home, they use. Hello and welcome to another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid, for Radio Rectangle. That was Cardiacs with R.E.S. This is Perubu.
In the sky, reaching twisted claws on every side, and no place to run, no place to hide, no turning back on a suicide ride. We'll be right back. to our city streets, crawling through my sacks, and sprouting clumps of mushrooms like a world surreal. This dream won't ever, ever end, and time seems like it'll never be again.
30 seconds in a one-way ride, 30 seconds in a place.
Seconds over Tokyo, 30 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 seconds over Tokyo. 30 seconds over Tokyo.
Perubu there, with 30 Seconds Over Tokyo from 1975, named after the 1944 film of the same name. This show's featured artist is Nick Nicely, a South London-based musician who, in the early 80s, was making strange psychedelic music when all around him were making electronic pop. From that period, this is Nick Nicely with Hilly Fields.
Mr. C.G. Fields lost his job with the Board of Trade.
50 tons of letters on my desk.
Walking through the fields, he saw things that made others afraid.
Yeah.
B-52s there, from the 1979 eponymously titled album, and that was Hero Worship. Now, a band that played recently in Brussels, and anyone lucky enough to be there would have seen a great show. Sadly, I was not there. It passed me by, but I'm talking about Sparks, and they recently released a new album called Hippopotamus, and this is the track from that album, Edith Piaf Said It Better Than Me.
It's a heartwarming song for the easily moved. The effect is all wrong, plain to see I'm not moved. As I stand in the light of a shop that is closed, God, I'd love me a fight. There's no poem, just prose. Edith Piaf said it better than me.
The Mighty Sparks there with Edith Piaf said it better than me. Now, it didn't escape my notice that that song was slightly reminiscent of the haunting melody in D minor, the saddest of all keys, by Nigel Tufnell in This Is Spinal Tap. I'm referring, of course, to Lick My Love Pump. So here it is, you know, and you see what you think.
It's pretty.
Yeah, I like it. Just been fooling about with it for a few months now. Very delicate.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
Just simple lines intertwining, you know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between, though. It's really, it's like a Bach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Here's our testes. 1, 2, 3. A bod is something like a word. The bods are seen and seldom heard. Different countries use different bods. Different bods for different squads. Sometimes, in a body way, folks say exactly what they mean to say. Cat twitches tail, mad. Dog wags tail, glad. Restless person wiggles toes and taps fingers and scratches nose. Sometimes finger tapping is a dance you do to help some idea come into view. Clench fist, swing leg can mean a pow, a crunch, or go suck an egg. Fingers through hair or petting a knee can mean I love you or you love me. Eyebrows down, fear or wonder. Eyebrows up, surprise, doubt or thunder. Here we go. When somebody looks you in the eye, that doesn't always mean it's a truthful guy. Sometimes it's something like hypnosis, and sometimes it's simply staring where your nose is. Now, undoing a button, unless you're a mouse, can mean welcome to my shirt or blouse, or it's much too hot inside this house. Yep. Suddenly looking the other way can mean don't talk to me today. And when somebody's words offend your head, sometimes you cover your eyes or ears like hiding under your bed. It will help you get the truth from the frauds if you watch body words that I call bombs.
Bruce Hack there, with the track Buds. And he was an odd bud from the 60s who built his own synthesizers out of bits of God knows what and made albums for children. Now, another track from our featured artist, Nick Nicely, and this is called Treeline.
Let's go.
This next artist played with various punk bands from as early as 1977, such as Chelsea, Reckless Eric, briefly in The Damned, a good friend of Captain Sensible and Mark Perry from Alternative TV. His name, Henry Badowski. He went on to make some solo tracks, and this is one of them, Baby Sign Here With Me. We'll be right back.
sign here with me. Imagine all those nights, just you and me in front of the TV. And in the morning we can talk about it, sipping cups of tea. Oh baby, give me one more loving smile and promise me you'll be forever. Make you mine if you will sign above this little dotted line. We'll be so fine if you will sign this document that is in front of you and me. Oh baby, give me one more loving kiss and promise me you'll be forever. You're free, why don't you tell mama and make sure that papa approves of me? Then I can sign myself to you and you can sign along with me. Oh baby, throw those loving arms around me, promise me you'll be forever mine.
Henry Badowski there, from 1979. Now the band I Am Clute, fronted by John Bramwell, who's recently done some songs under his own name. In fact, if you go back even further, he recorded under the name Johnny Dangerously. He made an album in 1989 called You, Me and the Alarm Clock. Very rare, only available on vinyl with a limited CD press quite recently. And this is the title track. So this is Johnny Dangerously, You, Me and the Alarm Clock.
An early morning, losing their appeal, and you don't know what it is that's really real. Now you have to think what you want to feel. Walk the pavements of your days amongst the lost, the waves and the strays, like some romantic counting the ways. Now in my hand, you have come to live with what I barely understand. I've been talking
out of touch. Now I know that I talk too much, but it's not easy with your hands held this high up. And are you really happy? Just easy to please. I found this feeling felt like a disease. It's hard to lose yourself. It's easy if you do. You nearly got applause when I first clapped eyes on you. You and me and those alarm clock blues. You and me and those alarm clock blues. You and me and those alarm clock blues.
John Bramwilder, aka Johnny Dangerously, and now to Johnny Moped, a little known punk band that once had Captain Sensible and Chrissy Hynde in its ranks, played at the Roxy in 77. And this is Incendiary Device. Now, all this talk about Captain Sensible, of course, brings to mind The Damned. Always been a band to watch. Still a band to watch, currently recording a new album in New York with Tony Visconti, of all people. And equally one to watch is the documentary Don't You Wish That We Were Dead. Fascinating viewing, if you get the chance. Here, Appeal Session from 1980. From the classic The Black Album, this is The Damned with Therapy. We'll be right back.
Really? Okay, well, South Kent Tube Station.
It's rare that anybody says to me, Bri, I'm totally wired, you play too much magazine. Really, as in never, have I heard those words. So, I'm going to end this show with a track from them. And this is from the album, Secondhand Daylight. And of course, you don't have to be weird to be wired. And don't forget to tune in to Radio Rectangle this Sunday for the second episode of Take Your Protein Pills, The Poisoned Electric Head Story with me, Brian Droid. Magazine with Permafrost.
place where